Your Excellencies, my Lords, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure indeed for me and a great honour for me to address you this evening at the 65th meeting, annual meeting of dinner of the Anglo-Israel Association. We are running slightly behind time because, happily for us, there are so many of you here today, and getting people seated is taking a little bit more time than we've had on previous occasions, but it is nonetheless of great importance that you have all come tonight. I'm particularly glad to see so many representatives of embassies in London here tonight, and I'm particularly glad to see so many members of Parliament. There is indeed important business and important votes in Parliament this evening, particularly in the House of Lords. Okay, start again.
Could we ask for silence, please, while Lord Bew is speaking? Thank you very much.
Are they ready now? Thank you. Sorry about that. I'll start again because I suspect some of you couldn't hear in the hubbub. Excellencies, my lords, ladies and gentlemen, it's a particular honour for me this evening to welcome you all to the 65th anniversary dinner of the Anglo-Israel Association. I'm delighted to see so many members of Parliament and so many members of the diplomatic community here this evening, but particularly I'm delighted to see so many of our friends who've come tonight, because it's been a very difficult year. Everybody knows this because of the increased instability and violence in the region and increased evidence of anti-Semitism in Europe itself. And that has defined the year, and I don't want to repeat the points I make in my chairman's message and the program, which you will all have in front of you. But everybody knows that it has not been the happiest of times. And I'm very glad that you're here because it shows that the work of the association is even more important. It is vital at this moment that we do everything we possibly can to maintain good relationships and mutual understanding between the State of Israel and the people of Israel and the people in the State of the United Kingdom. And your presence here tonight shows how many of you agree that that is an important and a worthy objective. So I'm delighted to see you here this evening. I want to say just briefly a word about the work of the association in the last year, in which we've sponsored a number of very important meetings. But particularly, I'd like to mention an event that we held at Lancaster House on food security, because there we brought together, and we brought together with the great aid and assistance of the Admirable Ruth Saunders, who organized it magnificently as always. We brought together scientists, leading scientists from Israel and the United Kingdom, who discussed in the most fascinating way all day some of the most important problems that face mankind at the present time. And I think it's tremendously important that the association is able to do it. I'm also glad to see tonight some of the clergymen who were on the church senior clergy visit to Israel, which Ruth again played such a role in organizing. And these are the sort of things that could not happen without the help of so many of you in this room and your kindness and your support. Now, I would like to say just a few words. We have two amazing speakers tonight, and I want to be very brief. I've heard them both speak. I'm perhaps the only person in the room who has heard them both speak. They're remarkably good speakers. They're different men, different types of men. Ambassador Mitchell Rees was actually the most successful envoy, White House envoy, to the Irish peace process, but actually has a wider and broader history as a senior figure in policy planning in the State Department, and he will talk to us about Israel in the Mind of America. And tonight we also have the famous writer who's had a marvelous year with his beautifully written and hotly debated book, Ari Shavit. And I've heard Ari Shavit speak, I think quite a few people in the room have, and it is a wonderful experience. So I think we will have, a good evening for you. I do want to thank some people before I conclude. I'd like to thank Adrian Reeve. I'd like to thank the dinner committee who put in a lot of work to bring this event together. I would like to thank the police for all their help with security tonight, and I've already gone around and spoken to them personally, but I want to put it on record that they have been wonderfully helpful to the association. Unfortunately, we now have to attend more to these matters than perhaps we used to in the past, and I'd like to thank the CST, our friends in the past, for their help in the security this morning. And finally, I would, as I've been saying, the theme of my remarks and in my message is that it has been a somber and difficult year. And the committee has come to the conclusion that it might be appropriate on this occasion to have a minute's silence for the victims of terrorism, all victims of terrorism in the last year. So if I could ask you, ladies and gentlemen, for a minute's silence, and then we will proceed with the programme. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Thank you.